USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When it comes to the police reform bills in the Democratic-led House and Republican-led Senate, they're seemingly miles apart in agreement on things. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, tells Fox News some changes really do need to be made.
They also would like to see some standards in training. So you've got 50 different police academies with 50 different sets of training. Every state has one. So there should be some standardization.
The White House says President Trump is not directing a slowdown on coronavirus testing in the United States. White House spokesman Kayleigh McEnany saying the United States continues to test for the coronavirus.
We continue to test about 500,000 per day, about 500,000 people per day.
McEnany also saying that because of more testing, that means more positive cases. This is USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Both Democrats and Republicans are ticked off at a former national security advisor and his new book that's set to release on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
John Bolton lacks credibility.
That's Trump campaign senior advisor Mercedes Schlapp on John Bolton.
John Bolton is disgruntled because of the fact that President Trump did not follow his direction.
Democrats are angry that Bolton makes accusations against the president in the book that he should have voiced at the impeachment hearings, but refused to do so.
John Bolton has demonstrated, and I think to the length and degree that he indicts Donald Trump, he also indicts himself for cowardice and for greed.
That's California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Schlapp spoke on Fox News Sunday.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says the Fulton County District Attorney should recuse himself from the Rayshard Brooks case. Congressman Collins making the comments over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Telecommunication companies are setting the stage for 5G's long-awaited rollout, but it could take a lot of time for customers to notice the difference. As far as what you will be noticing, though, Brian Cooley is an editor at CNET. He tells CBS News,
the idea here, a lot of people have said, wait a minute, 5G sounds pretty good, but my 4G connection works really well. This isn't like the appetite we had to go from 3G to 4G. That was a pain point we were trying to solve. Most of us are saying, do I need much more speed? In fact, 5G is going to allow things like connected cars to truly connect to things around them. It's going to allow augmented reality to be something that really works in our handheld devices, where right now it doesn't really. It's also going to allow a whole lot of remote medical things and scenarios to happen. These are all things we don't do today or don't do well. We will do and do well tomorrow.
Cooley also says we can expect a slow rollout of 5G. Delta is the first U.S. airline to begin service to China after flights were halted in February because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Atlanta-based carrier says they will resume flights between Seattle and Shanghai on June 25th. The service will begin with 2 flights per week. United Airlines is also looking to restart their service to China soon. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.